All right. I want you to imagine you have a terrible roommate and they are constantly complaining about their life. They criticize everything. They criticize you. It is inevitable that this person is going to have an effect on you. They are going to drain you. And if you want that to end, you need to get some distance between you and your roommate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reality is that a lot of us have this roommate that lives inside of our heads and tells us mean things about ourselves and others and prevents us from achieving our potential because they just don't believe in us. So you need to get some distance between you and your inner roommate. What's interesting is this study that showed that people who referred to themselves in the third person when dealing with these kind of things showed less emotional reactivity and better regulation. It's called self-distancing.
Mm.
And so you refer to this person in your head that starts talking to you like that as a different person. You give them a name if you want to. You can call them by your name if you want to. Or you can be, Charlie's acting out again. Charlie won't stop complaining. Charlie's really beating me up today. You give that voice a name. And with a little bit of time, the thoughts won't affect you as much because they don't seem a part of who you are. They're not part of your identity. I know a lot of us identify with some of these negative parts of ourselves, but it's more of a habit. It's an unhelpful habit, this voice is. It doesn't have to be part of you. So self-assessment, yes, this is healthy. Wanting to be better is healthy. Talking down to yourself and beating yourself up is not. So when that voice starts piping up, that roommate starts talking to you, you stand up for yourself, okay? You tell them you deserve compassion, you deserve happiness, you deserve good things, and you will be the one to make those good things a part of your life. And you tell them to sit down right over there.
I've never thought about giving him a name.
I hadn't either. Yeah. And some of these, they, you know, when you hear them, they say it's something that a therapist would tell you to do. Yeah. And a lot of the exercises that they give us, you know, it seems silly, but it works.
Yeah.
But it works. There's reasons these things work. Like when you say good things to yourself in the mirror, we've had this as an assignment in the past. And I felt so silly saying it to myself, but it's seeing somebody, it's seeing you, it's seeing a smile on your face. It's seeing you tell yourself good things. So the same thing for this bad voice in your head. You tell them, just go sit over there and
sit over
quiet for a little bit.
Go.
Yell out of hell.